Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, fire up a grill or a smoker. If you missed the first segment, Barbecue Bob smoked for almost 900 people in the last couple days. And I guess it was last week and last night. But
my
anyway,
lungs are killing me.
Yeah, that's a lot of smoky meat for one guy to do. But he pulled it off in Grilling Guys fashion. And we're going to dial that back a little bit and talk to you about some of the things you can do this summer that are kind of easy on the grill but are going to turn out great for you and your family. And but before we do that, Barbecue Bob just pulled another beer out of the cooler. What you got there?
This is a Browns Brewing Company Cream Ale. Something else that I found to be very tasty in Vermont with my latest sortie out there. Vermont has lots of cool beers. It's a lot like Michigan. A lot of maple trees. Their hills are bigger,
right.
But they don't have nearly as many people, and they got Bernie.
Yeah, right. That's why you were really there, right? You went out to hang with Bernie for a few days?
Yes, that's
Knowing your political bend, that's exactly
what you did. And I say free beer for everybody.
Right. Why not, man? Why not? Did Bernie is that? Wait, look, there's a signature on that bottle. Bernie might have signed that bottle for you. I don't know if he did, but
no, I don't think so.
No, wasn't him.
Nope. Didn't see him.
All right. Well, anyway, I talked about chopping your pork. We're going to do a little pork chops on the grill right now.
You're going to blow right by the wings, huh?
We'll get there in a second. I got them right here, all 50 flavors. No, let's do the pork chop first. Being that I just
looks like we are
brought it that way. Now, bone in or boneless? What's your pref?
Don't care much. I don't. It depends really on what's on sale.
It's just hog.
Yeah, that's right. And where you got them, you know, how much, how thick they're going to be, how you're doing them, how many you have to fit on the grill. If you have to fit a bunch on the grill, you don't need to take up a bunch of space with bone because my theory is, the bone already did its work, so grilling it on the bone, you know, it doesn't add anything, in my opinion, to the meat. There's no way for that flavor to transfer.
Right.
It's already done it, so it's not going to jump across off the bone while it's on the grill.
Right, exactly. Some people like it for aesthetics. It's just a part of the look, but I agree with you. You know, the old adage is the meat's always sweeter next to the bone. There is a little bit of that, but I think the issue there is...
I think that already happened by
right,
the time.
Right, yeah, exactly, and it's usually a little more rare next to the bone because
that
heats up less. So
yes.
Maybe that's where that came from, but I don't know. But anyway, so...
Maybe it's not even... Yeah, whatever. I'll leave it alone.
So let's talk about pork chops on the grill. What is your favorite preparation of them?
Gosh, there's... You know, one of the things I guess I would caution people on pork chops is doing them too fast and overcooking them.
Right.
That's the biggest problem I see.
Dry out.
Yeah,
major
it's such a lean... Out. That loin is so lean.
Right. There's a fat cap on it, and that's around the edge. I prefer to leave that on when I'm cooking it. There's a ton of flavor in it if you eat it. Some people think because it's usually like a quarter inch thick.
If you can get it crispy.
Right. Yeah. If you can get it crispy, it's good. But the point is you can cut that off, but leave it on there while it's cooking. Watch for flare-ups because that'll render a little bit. And if you've got an open flame grill that you're cooking on, then...
Do you ever marinate pork chops?
Yeah. Yep.
What do you like to marinate them?
You know, simple things. There's always the zesty Italian dressing. That's like a go-to, right? But even the Lowry's ones that are at the store, they come in like a salad dressing bottle size.
Mm-hmm.
There's teriyaki that's really good on pork. There's a Hawaiian one that's got a kind of a citrus profile to it. That one's really good on pork. And they're easy. They're quick, you know, and pork takes marinade so well.
On chops, I like to oil them up just because that main loin portion is going to be so lean that if I put some EVO on it, and I do bring mine up in temp a bit. I let them sit out a little bit, even though it's pork. The pork we have now is so safe. I wouldn't take it as far as room temperature like I do with beef, but I definitely am not like panicked to throw it on ice cold.
Right. Right.
But I'll very often, you know, what I like to do is just buy the loin and then cut nice thick chops and then take my Jacquard to it and drive the oil into it and tenderize it a bunch. And those work out really nicely. But,
you know, I want to talk about a quick topping that's really easy. The Old World Olive Company sells flavored balsamics. and they have a balsamic vinegar that's called cinnamon pear. And you take maybe a half a cup of that, put it in a saucepan. You can set it right on the grill beside the meat, or you can do it on the stove inside. But what you're doing is you're reducing that. Basically, you're thickening it. You're boiling it, and as the liquid burns off, you get a thicker syrupy type. And putting that on a pork chop right at the end for like the last minute or two, and letting that kind of just congeal a little bit on the top of your cooked pork is just fabulous. But it's cinnamon pear is the one I enjoy the most. Lots of flavors, any citrus flavor at all goes really well.
Strictly just a balsamic reduction.
Yeah, yep. I don't put anything in.
You ever do a chutney?
I don't really know the sweet side of a chutney, how to make one of those. I love it when somebody else gives it to me, but it's something I've never tried to make.
Yeah. There's one that I make that's a pineapple mango chutney.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that on fish, pork, chicken, anything. And a chop is something that's nice to throw a little salsa or chutney or something on top of, because,
again,
it's going to want to dry out as soon as you pull it off the grill, which is why stuffed pork chops are so popular, because that stuffing tends to keep a lot of moisture in them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been successful at grilling stuffed pork chops, though. I always find that to be a little risky.
It's a little indirect.
I've done it, indirect.
But you give them color and then set them on the indirect side and let them come up
to
temperature.
That's the only thing I feel safe about.
And that's where your thermopen comes in huge on that, is because that pork is split open and there's a ball of stuffing on the inside of there, and you want to get that stuffing hot in the center. That means the meat's going to be cooked around.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to put a link to Thermopen, since we talk about them so much and they're friends. We'll put a link on our website so that you can go right to thegrillingguys.com and you can check out the different things that Jop and I use from Thermopen. Very cool company, and just on the show last week, actually.
Yeah, they're good people. Great gift for Father's Day. If any of you guys got those out there, then we're you join the club, man, because it's a lot of fun. Okay, Bob, let's flip over from the pork chops, the wings. I jumped over them at the beginning, but let's get back to those. Because
it's really what we want to do is prep you for Independence Day weekend, right? Instead of next Saturday just telling you everything you should have, you'll already be on your weekend. So we want to try and give you as many ideas as possible so that if you're taking off for Houghton Lake or for Traverse City or even Fenville, wherever you're going, you got to pack things up and take them, be ready to roll. You'll have a good list with you, and you won't be just showing up with the packaged hamburgers, which happened to me Saturday, by the way. Another story. So
obviously
wings.
You were eating at somebody else's house.
No, they brought them to my house.
Oh.
So wings. There's lots of ways I like to do wings, but it depends on if you have a smoker or not. If you don't have a smoker, you're going to want to have your grill on a really low setting. I would marinate the wings in whatever flavor profile you want to go with. And you can do something as simple as sugar, salt, water, and you don't need any oil. There are plenty of fat on them. But then put some aromatics in it, like, orange peel or lemon peel are really good. You can get those dried in a jar,
like a grated. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And I'd like to throw those in there. Maybe squeeze some lime in. Maybe go with a little hot sauce profile. Typically not. I'm typically going to use a hot sauce to finish them off.
Finish, right.
Because it wants to blacken. But I kind of like, there's some great Memphis profiles out there.
My
like
favorite
pig's butt.
I was
going to
go
like
there.
That.
Yep.
And that's what I always used to do on my smoker with wings. And I would bring those wings up to like 180 degrees at least before you serve them, because it's like a thigh. It's pretty hard to ruin. There's so much fat in them that if you're careful and you just render them a nice long time, again, low heat, low and slow, just put them on the grill, let them take their time.
It could take you a half hour, 45 minutes to do wings on the
grill. It will.
Because you don't want to cook them fast, because they'll get tough and they'll dry out. If you cook them slow and just let them come up to temperature, it's a better way. You get a much better product.
Well,
the other
problem with doing it fast is you probably undercook them, to be honest with you. They'll be black and then the joints will be bloody. That's worse.
Yeah, it is. Nobody likes to see that. Coming up next, we're going to go a little bit into northern Michigan. We've got a friend, Dave Vargo, who is with Paddle Hard Brewery. He's been on the show before, but man, does he make a great product. And he's got some exciting news of some things that are going on up there. And if you're headed north for the holiday weekend, you might want to swing by his place in Gaylord. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. We're coming to your town. We're up your mind.